Dr. Tran is the professor of research at Maryland Proton Treatment Center. And we're going to start things off with just a basic question, talking about the treatment of prostate cancer. And go ahead and share with our listeners a little bit about the disease and the advanced treatment options available.
Thank you for having me. So prostate cancer is unfortunately very common. About 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer during their lifetimes. We know it is more likely to develop in older men as well as non-Hispanic black men. And other than skin cancer, it is the most common cancer diagnosed in men. Fortunately, however, we have a number of great treatment options available, including I'm a radiation oncologist, as you mentioned before, and work at the Maryland Proton Treatment Center. We also have a tremendous technology available to men of Maryland in the form of proton therapy, which is another great option for men with localized prostate cancer.
What exactly is that?
Sure. So proton therapy is an advanced form of radiation that targets the cancerous tumors with really pinpoint accuracy. It's very effective, non-invasive, really an optimal or ideal form of therapy for localized solid tumors near critical organs, not only for older men with prostate cancer, but also children with cancer. And it's an amazingly powerful tool, as I mentioned previously, that not every citizen in the United States has available to, but very fortunately in Maryland, we have Maryland Proton Treatment Center. It's an incredible new tool in our toolbox to fight against cancer, help patients get back to their lives more quickly, and to preserve quality of life.
And how different is it from the traditional radiation treatment?
Sure. So traditional radiation treatment, also known as X-rays or photons, penetrate through the body. Protons, however, release their energy within the target. It's almost like a smart bomb, and delivering the maximum radiation dose just inside that target. So what does this mean ultimately? It means that treatment results often in less radiation to normal healthy tissues, which means significantly less chance of developing side effects, including a secondary cancer. And for those gentlemen with prostate cancer, just like regular X-rays or photons, it can eliminate the need for surgery and helps maintain virility and avoids urinary and bowel side effects.
So, Dr. Tran, when it comes to screening for this disease, what do you recommend? How often should men get screened?
Sure. So the American Cancer Society, which is just one of many guidelines, recommends that when a man turns 50 with average risk or no a strong family history of prostate cancer, when they turn 50, they should get a screening examination and discuss that with the primary care doctor. If they have family history or of African-American descent, you can consider younger than 50, usually 45.
Well, if somebody does get diagnosed with prostate cancer and they want to see if proton therapy is right for them, where can they find out more information? Where is the treatment center located?
Absolutely. So we're located in downtown Baltimore, West Baltimore, at the Maryland Proton Treatment Center. We treat not only prostate cancer, but a variety of other cancers. So if a patient or their loved one wants more information or schedule a consultation, they can visit askforprotons.com, or happy to take a call at 410-369-5200.
All right. Good information. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. Maryland Proton Treatment Center. If you want to find out more, Dr. Tran is the man. So check it out. Get more information at mdproton.com.